Sea Trader, Upgrade Mobile.
And let me turn this radio down, Dave. How you doing this morning? We're heading to the normal places, doctor's appointments.
On to the Staples to drop off returns. Amy doesn't like to go shopping anymore. She just shops online. What she doesn't want, she returns. So that means I have to make trips to Staples to do the return. That's okay. I don't mind. Then I got to make a run for take the puppies to the vet for their second visit. They got to get their booster shots. Did I tell you we got two new puppies?
No, sir, you didn't. Well, congratulations. I was over and petted my neighbor's puppy there yesterday. His name is Milo, and he's a miniature dachshund, and I just love him.
Old party Yorkie passed away beginning of last month, and that was painful. I guess you know how that goes. That hurts really bad. And Dr. York was the vet that was down at Blue Ridge Animal Hospital years ago, and that's when we first started taking our dogs there many years ago. She said the only cure for losing that and that kind of a hurt that you go through when you lose an animal like that is to get a puppy. So I told Amy, we're dog people. We've never lived a day in our lives together without a dog, and that we were dogless, and that was hurt. So we found two Maltese sisters, Abby and Sophie. So they came from Kansas City, Missouri, and they're just two little angels. Anyway, they'll bring joy to your heart and your deepest down point in your life. They'll jump all over your head and make you happy.
And sorry about the other dog. We had our Minnie for 14 years, and she's still on the mantle near her ashes. And we just loved her. My daughter bought a English Pointer, and I said, that'll be like a bowl of china shop. You're not bringing that in the house. She was going to college at the time, and anyway, she sneaked it in every night and housebroke it in about 10 days. And when she went off to internship in Michigan during her second year of college, I think it was, we just didn't want her to take that doggy with her, but she knew that, so she left her, and I'm glad she did. She pointed everything, blackbirds, blue jays, sparrows, it didn't matter. But she was the joy of our life, Dave. And those Maltese, I think that's what our nephew up in Boston has, up in the Cambridge area. And they're beautiful dogs, kind of brown and white and black.
What?
Our nephew is a medical scientist up in Massachusetts, and I think that might be what he has. What color are those dogs, and what are they famous for?
Right. They look kind of like a Yorkie, but their ears don't stand up, and their hair's not wiry. It is soft as cotton. It's like, I mean, they got puppy fur in there, so it's even softer. But we took them out to the Greer Park the other day, and some people came up to them and said, we want to socialize these better than we socialized our last one. And they pet it, and their first remark was how soft their fur was. So they're all white. They're a small dog. They do zoomies through the house. A zoomie is one's chasing the other, and you hear sounds like thunder running through the house when they're chasing each other. It brings the house to life. But they're just a really good small dog breed. If I lived out in the country, I'd have German Shepherds. But I don't live out in the country, and Shepherds need room to run. And when I say run, I mean they can cut across a 4-acre field in 10 seconds. They're fast. These dogs are little tiny things, and they can run really, really fast for their size, but they don't take up acres and acres of land to do it.
Well, I think you made the right choice. Amy's neighbor down there has always had two German Shepherds, and those things are monsters. And I remember them when I was stationed in San Diego. They used them as the guard dogs on the nuclear school there. And, wow, I would not want to tangle with one. And the Germans used them in World War II, that and Dobies. Well, that's not the breed that our nephew's got. I think it's got something to do with, kind of reminds you of St. Bernard, only small. It's not real small, but it's much bigger than what you're talking about. And they've had a lot of health issues with it, but oh, God, it's a beautiful dog. When I was a kid, we always had a dog. And I don't care for cats. I don't hate them, but I just don't like them crawling all over me and rubbing up against you. But dogs, I love them. But well, they each have their place, I guess. My brother-in-law had cats on the farm, and that was Mousers, and they did a great job. Well, I got to go down here this morning and get my shoulder looked at. It was operated on 2009, and I was blowing acorns, which we've got millions of them, and hickory nuts out back, and I got some pretty bad pains, and my arm went numb, so got to get him to take a look at it, Dave.
Best of luck with that, and hope we can get that figured out and straightened out quickly and simply. But I am back home. I got to gather up the dogs and head out toward the vet. I don't know how I ever had time to work when I was working full time, Tom. There's just no time for work. Anyway, you and Bernie need to be careful out there, and best of luck with the doctor and getting that numbness gone. Enzo TRW4DJW.
To hear you, maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. This is down here at Peatwood, where the big, there's like three buildings, ABC or whatever. Take care, say hello to Amy, and give those dogs a hug for us.
Hi, Dave.
And that's my War Department, and then before DJW, and 0TR73's day.
And hello, Bernice. Have a good day, and keep Tom in check. W4DJW clear.